This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand with a break in the program now for a very good time in a faraway place.
The island nation of Papua New Guinea. I'm Alex Chadwick. Papua New Guinea is near Australia. There are 5 million people and more than 800 languages and cultures. The people there learn about their differences and similarities at two-day-long cultural shows held around the country every year. Producer Sky Road went to last year's Garoka show in the highlands region of the country.
It's Independence Day, and the Garoka show is a photographer's dream. Reds and yellows and oranges are everywhere. Bird of paradise feathers frame painted faces. Grass skirts swish and oiled skin glistens. The show is almost sensory overload. It's also the social event of the year in Garoka, the capital of Eastern Highlands Province. It even trumps church, which in a very Christian country like Papua New Guinea is saying a lot. You're best off arriving early, but even then you're slowed down by the dozens of groups singing and marching down Garoka's bumpy streets. Some of them can fit into the backs of pickup trucks, the feathers in their headdresses bobbing every time the trucks hit a rut in the road. But most people walk, as they've always done, to the grassy fairgrounds on the west side of town. Find a spot by the fence once you've paid your 5 kina to get into the show. The groups parade by. The white tourists snap away with their cameras. The locals watch and chat and wave to wontoks, their relatives, when they see them. It lasts for hours. Groups march in one by one and stake out their patches of grass. After the initial ooh-ah of it, you'll probably wander away to buy a Coke, Fanta, maybe a bag of Twisties if there's cash to spare. But eventually you'll be drawn back to the singing and dancing. You can't miss the Essakorai group. Maybe 24 men and girls sit on a platform made of woven pit-pit, kind of a skinny bamboo. They have yellow and white mud smeared on their faces and feather headdresses. As they sing, they turn their heads side to side, touching their chins to each shoulder. It's a courting song, sung when a certain tree in the village bears new leaves. Something catches your ear. It's coming from that group of guys over there, the ones shuffling in a circle. You walk a little closer to check out what they're doing. The men play little homemade pan flutes. The thing is, these guys stand out because they're not flashy. In a show full of color and stage presence, these men perform with quiet pride. The show goes on, but once the sun is low, it's time to head home. You hop in the back of the pickup truck. It heads across the grass and into the street, which is choked with people. You snake through, oh, so slowly, and then you head north. It's 10 minutes to the village, and another year until the Sing Sing returns to Garoka Town.
Producer Sky Road came to us courtesy of the Radio Collective, Hearing Voices.